This is the sound of a new generation of Ukrainians, unbound by war, resurrecting what's been lost. Each weekend, hundreds of young volunteers from across Ukraine and as far away as London donate their own money, raise more through crowdfunding, and hire coaches to carry them 2 hours north from Kyiv to get here. Then they go to work. They call it a cleanup raid.
We cannot all be on the front line shooting and struggling for our country, but we can do something useful here, staying at our homes, at our country. So someone destroys our country and someone needs to rebuild.
Russian rocket strikes turned the house from this into this. With no hope of saving it, the workers clear the way for reconstruction.
There's a spirit in the people that I can't find anywhere else. It's really touching.
On March 5th, this man, his pregnant wife, and his brother were in the basement when rockets struck. Somehow, everyone survived.
So many people have come together. I'm very grateful for that. We'll try to adapt, rebuild, and move forward to victory.
Through pouring rain, searing heat, and summer sun, they work until the site is cleared.
These volunteers came here to listen to some music, have a good time, and rebuild their country brick by brick.
When it's done, Anton Polyak's father-in-law, who owns the home, says thank you. Their reward? A free concert from Ukrainian electro-folk band Onuka, whose singer says she takes inspiration from the youth of Ukraine and its defiance in the face of an ongoing war.
I do feel it in their eyes, and I think that if we have such powerful young generation, so impressive, so encouraged, I have no hesitation that Ukraine won't stand with this.
Then they party, as only their generation can. Celebrating in a torrential downpour in a cultural center gutted by shelling in the region where the Ukrainian army drove out Russian forces. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Ivanovka, Northern Ukraine.